Proclamation number 5584 of 23rd of January, 1953. Salvation of erring souls is the work of the servants in the vineyard. You should work with great zeal for the salvation of erring souls. The need is great and the souls need you, for they cannot find the path to me on their own. People are always led into your path who are without faith and live into the day without thinking that they have to fulfill their task on earth. To inform these people of their task in life on earth, to lovingly point them to their Creator and Father of eternity, before whom they will one day have to answer, to present me to them as loving and merciful but also just and thus to lead them to faith. That is the work you should do if you want to serve me as servants in my vineyard. What you therefore do to lead these people to knowledge is right before my eyes and is valued as redemptive work. Every person who believes in me and wants to be of service to me can accomplish such redemptive work by trying to transfer his own faith to his fellow human being, which already banishes the greatest spiritual adversity, which consists of blatant unbelief. But if you want to do more for me and my kingdom, you should proclaim the gospel to people in my name. That is, when you receive the commission from me myself. And this commission will be given to you when you possess the ability to teach in my name. For proclaiming the gospel means introducing people to the truth, to impart spiritual knowledge to them which completely corresponds to the truth and which you therefore only possess yourselves when you are taught by me myself. If you now feel an urge within yourselves to proclaim me to your fellow human beings, only in order to help their souls attain bliss, then this urge, too, is a gentle sign from me. A place for you where you can successfully work on your fellow human beings' souls. Then speak without shyness as it comes into your mind, for then you are driven by my spirit, and then the words are put into your mouth, then you can only speak as it is pleasing to me, and then your words will not fail to make an impression, because you are urged by the spirit of love which wants to express itself through you. And then you will be doing redemptive work, for all people who accept your teachings and work accordingly will release themselves from their bondage, they will believe and then also find the right path to me. Everything you show to your fellow human beings with the will to love has a beneficial effect on them, and if you are now seized by the spirit of love yourselves, all your endeavors will be an emanation of love which will continue to work as strength. Thus it will bring spiritual advantage again to those to whom you turn your love. Anyone with an open mind will recognize the spiritual and earthly hardship all around him and will want to help because he will also recognize why these people are in need, because he will recognize that it is unbelief which has caused the earthly hardship. He wants to bring them a ray of hope. He wants to introduce them to something hitherto unknown to them when I myself am brought close to them as a being which is supremely perfect, loving, wise and powerful. And as soon as you make it your business to bring me close to your fellow human beings, to help them to believe in me, you are redemptively active and faithful laborers in my vineyard to whom I want to assign an ever-increasing field of work, because the adversity is great and much work is still to be done until the end. The people have lost their faith, they live in the world and their souls have also anchored themselves in the world, that it requires great effort to liberate them and to show them the path which leads to their true home and which they have to take in order to become blissfully happy. Amen.